Hi, I'm Christine Tournier. Welcome in Exploring Research, the podcast summarizing research in a nutshell to inspire your clinical practice.
Everybody talks differently, and stuttering is just a way of talking.
So I'm already like thinking ahead, and then people don't follow me.
Hello! In this episode, I wanted to tell you about two articles debating the term fluency. The first one is from Seth Tichenor, Christopher Constantino, and Scott Yarus. It was published in 2021 in the Journal of Speech and Hearing Research. It's named A Point of View About Fluency. This article explains why the term fluency may have contributed to the stigma experienced by people who stutter. The main idea of the authors is that fluency comes from a medical model framework. This model has been developed in healthcare and assumes that illnesses have to be diagnosed to be cured. In medicine, this model saved lives, of course. But it has been questioned for many years because it sets norms and deviations. This notion of a norm to be reached can have its necessity for balancing our blood constants or setting diagnosis in cancer, for example. The problem raised by this model is that patients themselves are often forgotten in this process. They are treated and saved, but rarely listened to. In the field of stuttering, among others, Scott Yarus, Robert Quisel, or Nan Benstein-Ratner have questioned this model. One of their main concerns was the use of stuttered syllable percentages as a criterion in scientific research on treatment outcomes in stuttering. One main problem of this measure is the high variability of stuttering and the low correlation with the impact on the quality of life of people who stutter. So, Tichenor, Constantino, and Yarus have completed these first reflections. To me, one important aspect they emphasize is the difference between fluency and spontaneity, in the sense that spontaneity is sometimes unreachable when you have a stutter and try to control it by using techniques to have a fluent speech. It also removes from the scene all the experiences of covert stutter. Quoting a previous article by Tichenor and Yarus, published in 2019, they are stating, quote, "Defining stuttering as a lack of fluency focuses the listener's attention on the disfluencies produced by the speaker, that is, the speaker's failures, instead of the message conveyed." End of quote. Therefore, they posit that fluency is often used in research and clinical practice in a disabling manner. They state that it carries now too much stigma and involves in itself the comparison with an unreachable norm. As shown in the work of Michael Boyle, for example, this stigma is very often internalized and can lead to anxiety and self-depreciation in people who stutter. In conclusion, the authors warn that they don't advocate for the suppression of the word fluency, but for a change of habits in using it. So this article is part of a huge change in the field of stuttering and cluttering, advocating for a change in terminology, allowing more inclusive and neurodiversity-affirming practices. Therefore, the authors suggest replacing fluency with stuttering and disfluencies with the description of natural variations of speech, syllable repetitions, blocks, etc. They ask researchers to distinguish between moments of stuttering and the overall lived experience of stuttering. They also emphasize the need to promote positive aspects of the experience of stuttering. As an example, the book Stuttering, Pride and Prejudice, Different, Not Defect, the publications in Disfluent magazine or Jerome Ellis are good examples of this huge movement in the stuttering community.
Thank you.
In this episode, I also wanted to talk about an interesting counterpart made by Evan Usler. I heard him in a Stuttering Foundation webinar about his article published the same year, Communicative Fluency and the Experience of Stuttering, a Viewpoint. This article is published in the same review, and Evan Usler advocates for a broader view of the term fluency. In this process, he states that, quote, speaking is only important in relation to the social goals it serves, end of quote. He recalls that the seek of fluency may be unrealistic for many people who stutter, and that treatment options valuing it may create resentment and distrust. Following the viewpoint of Tichenor, Constantino and Yaris, Evan Usler doesn't call for the suppression of the term fluency, but for a more holistic view of it. From the perspective of cybernetic system studies, which I'll let you explore by reading the entire article, Evan Usler says, quote, the view of fluency that I'm advocating for is efficiency in the fulfillment of nested social goals, from actions, like executing an utterance, to behaviors, introducing oneself, to personal values, like being a sociable person, end of quote. He develops the notion of communicative fluency in the sense of an action performed in a state of flow and with a communicative purpose. In doing so, communicative fluency can be part of a broader view of communication in which natural variations of speech observed in stuttering and cluttering can serve or impact the overall quality of a person's communication. I really encourage you to read the entire article to learn more about this viewpoint. When I read it, it made complete sense with my clinical practice. The phrase I like most is, quote, fluency is not valued over disfluency because it is normal or because society is systematically ablaze, but because increased fluency allows for greater goal fulfillment. He also states that, quote, communicative fluency is a multidimensional construct consisting of a constellation of cognitive, physiological, and behavioral domains that can be separately assessed, which requires a combination of qualitative and quantitative measures, including self-report questionnaires, phenomenological interviews associated with personal goal setting, end of quote. So, one thing to take away is that the use of the term fluency as a norm may have contributed to stigmatizing people who stutter or clutter. Therefore, many institutions recently removed the term from their name. European Course Specialization in Fluency Disorder is now renamed ESS, European Stuttering Specialization. And the whole field is now looking for more neurodiversity-affirming naming. One last question raised by Yvonne Van Zelen during the ICA conference in September 2023. Should we change words or destigmatize them? What about you? How would you replace or destigmatize the word fluency? Bye!
Both the listener and the speaker have a role to play in effective communication.
Exploring Research is a podcast made by Christine Tournier. Music's from the Polish band Symmetrio. At the beginning and at the end, voices of Yuri von Ormond, Felicia Pluim, and Michelle Swift. Many thanks to them. Please leave some comments and share your ideas of topics for other episodes on Instagram and Facebook account Exploration Stuttering and Cluttering. Bye!